This is 91.7 WVXU, and as he does each Monday morning at this time, WVXU political reporter Howard Wilkinson joins me. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
Happy to have you here today. Let's talk right away about the governor of Ohio. He is unveiling his budget today. John Kasich, what are you expecting?
Well, I'm expecting a budget that's going to have a whole lot of big ideas in it. You know, he's got a whole lot of big plans, you know, that are going to make a big splash. There's going to be a lot of opposition to some of the things that he proposes. There'll also be a whole lot of support, especially within the Republican-controlled legislature.
Do you anticipate this will be very much a partisan budget as opposed to a bipartisan budget?
Well, they're already claiming, I mean, the Democrats are already complaining that he didn't call them in to talk about, you know, budget priorities and that kind of thing. You know, the only people he talked to apparently were legislative leaders on the Republican side.
Now, he's also already talked a little bit about his education plan. Democrats haven't been too happy with that.
No, he's the fourth governor in a row to try to come up with a new formula for funding public schools in Ohio. 1997, the Ohio Supreme Court declared, you know, the present system unconstitutional. Nobody's been able to figure out a new way of doing it. He says he has one, which will, in his words, bridge the gap between income and property values for school districts. And it'll also increase the level of money to charter schools to what public schools are getting. And that's very controversial.
Now, Medicaid also is likely to come up, and some higher taxes on oil and gas drillers. He says that'll allow for a reduction in the state income tax. Do you think lawmakers will react well to that?
Well, there's going to be some pushback in among some Republicans. You know, he'll probably get most of what he wants, but maybe not all of what he wants. Obviously, the legislature is going to put its stamp on this budget because they have to pass it. It's their job to pass a budget. You know, he does want this increased tax on oil and gas drillers. And he wants to pass along like a modest decrease in the state income tax to people, which is a good thing for him politically going into a reelection season next year.
How much of this budget really is designed to make him a better candidate for reelection?
Well, I mean, obviously a lot of it is. I mean, he wants to look good and he wants to do two things. He wants to have a good, solid budget that's balanced, that if possible can give tax breaks to most Ohioans, and he wants the economy to keep growing in Ohio. If we were to have a downturn in the economy in Ohio and we stopped gaining jobs and we started the unemployment rate started to increase again, that would not be good for him in a reelection campaign.
Assuming that he does get reelected to be Ohio's governor, and for that matter, even if he doesn't, there's this other election coming up in 2016, which his name is being brought up for, presidential election. He's run for president before. Is it possible he's still thinking about running again?
Oh, I think so. I mean, I think it's certainly possible. You know, he ran in 2000 for the Republican nomination. He had very little money and not a great deal of name recognition. And obviously, George W. Bush had both and won the nomination. I think he has that ambition, but, you know, he claims not to be thinking about that. But
isn't that what they're supposed to say, though, all the
candidates
deny?
That's what they're all saying, right. Yeah. What you do is you watch what they do and not what they say at this point.
So what are you watching for him to do?
Well, you watch for things like, you know, does he accept an invitation to a Lincoln Day dinner in Iowa? or New Hampshire, or one of the early states like South Carolina? Does he start showing up on the Sunday morning talk shows, you know, to brag about Ohio and about the progress that he says he's made as governor in Ohio? You know, does he start writing op-ed pieces for newspapers and other publications? So there'll be signs along the way that'll tell us whether or not he's serious about the presidency in 2016, but he does have to get reelected first.
What about one area that he's gotten a little bit of criticism was his Jobs Ohio plan. That's in court now?
Well, yes. Jobs Ohio, you know, was basically a thing where he took got rid of the State Department of Development and gave the job of finding and creating new job makers to the private sector. And Progress Ohio, which is a liberal group, and some other groups went to court to sue, saying this was unconstitutional. Now, right now, where that stands is the Supreme Court is trying to decide whether or not Progress Ohio and the others have standing to bring that lawsuit. So we'll see where that goes.
Howard, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU's political reporter. You can hear him each Monday at this time and read his column and blog at WVXU.org. It's 840.